Hello, babes. How's it going? Oh, I look, fuckos here as well at the same time.
Yeah, filthy little Matty.
That's racist. I'm black and I am proud, isn't one?
They contribute nothing to our culture and are to be stamped out.
This is Strange Times.
What on earth are you talking about?
Oh, hang on, really, 7 seconds and it's the first edit point. Fuck me. Yeah, right. Did the intro in a bit. Dom, what are you drinking?
I am drinking Brooklyn Brewery Brooklyn Pilsner Crisp Lager, 4.6%.
Sorry, gay point what percent was that?
0.6.
Right, okay.
It's under 5%.
Yeah, it's under. Yeah, I'm 20, go to 10. How you doing, son? You all right?
Groovy, man. Living a dream.
Yeah. I love the fact that we both started laughing. Living the fucking dream. That's dream spelt with an N and rhymes with Eitzmer, yeah? Yeah, pretty much. Well, more of that later.
Place I work at, this office. Oh, not an office. It's an office warehouse thing where they still. Yeah, that's it. I've been doing that place for fucking years. And one of the guys there, he's part of the furniture. Every time I see him, he's just sort of shuffling me around like, oh, what are you doing, John? They go, oh, living the dream.
yeah.
Bored out of his fucking skull.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh dear. Anyway, someone press go. Oh, fuck me dead. What?
This reminded me of what's that fucking the stupid band with the people on.
Oh, I know the video band. It's the band called Shut Up, I'm Trying to Do the Intro.
How does it go?
Shut up, Dom, I'm trying to do the fucking intro. Kind of like that.
That's a hit.
Yeah, it's got a trombone solo. I'll try that with my false teeth back in.
Stomach flute solo.
Fucking cunt. Now, that is why.
Welcome to Strange Times.
Yeah. It's got. Look. It's got a trombone solo to it. That was really worth it, wasn't it? Fuck me. With a
sorry,
it's a gag. Oh, go on. Someone do the sniffy joke. Never mind. Yes.
Thank you, love those.
All
gags.
Yes, possibly. Anyway, let's try and do this intro, shall we, before our time runs out. Or this side of the C-45. C-90. C-30, C-60, C-90, go. StrangeTimesShow.com, formerly known as Strange Times. Fuck knows what it's going to be called next year. It might be called that. For reasons... Egg curry what?
Make America great again.
Was it ever? Yeah, apparently I'm Davian. I'm getting more confused by the day. And we've also got Dom...
Hello.
And we've also got cats.
Correct.
Yes, I am. right, and fuck me dead with a tree stump. It's episode number 499. It's the one before the big one.
I quit.
You quit? Yeah. Bloody typical. Just we're about to get like really, really famous. Yeah.
Oh, you're early on the radio.
I was going to come to that in a minute. I was going to ask you.
I bet you were.
Yeah, I did actually last week. Lovely little flourish that was. Yeah, let's do our wonderful weeks first, and then I'll hit you with some fact-gasms. Dom, how's your lovely
radio
week?
Radio stuff.
Yeah, you go speak. Yeah, my week's been I've been busy with work and being frustrated with software that's not doing what it should be doing, so I'm getting more and more behind, except I wasn't. I was ahead, now I'm getting on time. So I'll get worried next week when I'm behind. But, yeah, I'm all groovy. I'm like I said before, living a dream. It's not my dream, but it's somebody's dream.
Is it the dream of someone locked in your toilet, handcuffed to the radiator, George Michael style? No, boy, was it George Michael or Boy George?
George
Michael is
dead, so let's level him.
Yeah.
No, I think it's Boy George. I was thinking of swords being chased down the road with swords. That was adamant, I think. Yeah, it was, yeah. Yeah, Boy George was the radiator guy. George Michael was the toilet guy.
Jesus Christ. The toilet guy. Not internationally renowned, world famous, incredibly talented, gifted singer-songwriter. He's the toilet guy. Well, we've got podcast title now.
Play me his hit.
What?
Play me one of his hits. Go on.
What, George Michael?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You want me to name one of his hits, like Careless Whisper? No,
I want you to play one of his hits for us right now.
Oh, right. Careless Whisper in the toilet.
I have a pen. I have an apple.
Yes. Remember when Sam first introduced us to that song? That was fantastic.
We had seconds of fun with that.
Knowing us, we probably dragged it out for about 6 months on every episode.
Oh, at least six months.
Right. How was your lovely week then, Catamongosaurus?
It was good. I've been I have to get abolishments for our fucking shit tip house, the one that gives AIDS. People lung AIDS. Yes, it has AIDS. It's got dog pissitis. The abolishments are getting power, gas, and the NBN or national broadband disconnected from the house completely. The demolition people can come in and just smash fuck out of everything and take it away. Fucking the gas and electricity companies, surprisingly, are really rubbish at their jobs and take forever to do anything. So at the moment, I've been told that the gas will be disconnected within 20 business days or their best endeavours. Whatever the fuck that means, probably if we don't get around to it, then we'll do it 30 days later, and that's the best we can do. So shut the fuck up, commoner. What do your balls fall off?
Something fell off. See his ball patch.
Sorry, something just fell out of the back of the computer. No, it wasn't my cock.
Yeah, it was anus.
Sorry, I literally missed the last 10 seconds of that because, oh dear, I hope that's not expensive. It's got a blue light on it. It must be expensive. Fuck a duck.
No, I was just saying that I've been wasting time with fucking...
this podcast.
Electricity, apart from that, gas and electricity, trying to get this fucking switch things off and cap the gas connection and...
Did he cap it all off with the abolishment or whatever you just called it, and then you build the house, then you have to do an establishment and connect it all up back up again?
We aren't having any gas to the house, so they can cap it off at the fucking street. I don't care. So I'm done with gas. So they just have to connect the electricity later on, which is just a cable from the pole. Seeing as none of it's underground.
Well, you have an electricity then.
We'll have electricity.
I thought it was a bit of a fad in Australia. I thought it was like it's not going to catch on sort of thing. Should I have it? Yeah.
I thought you just rubbed two penises together.
No, that's Bristol.
Oh, right. A pair of Bristols. Whoa. My God. That's straight from the 70s, isn't it? Oh, a lovely pair of Bristols. Don't get me an M to a pound.
Fishing your drink, Governor. I've been doing that, and then I've got to get some, a fucking certificate from the council to say, oh, well, okay, if you're going to demolish a house, then we want to look at the council assets near your house. So they come out and they take a photograph of the footpath and the tree and everything else near where it's going to be demolished. And then they come up with a magical number, which is the bond in case the demolition crew damages the footpath or anything else like that.
Three.
So, yeah, I know the number's about $5,500 that I've got to pay as a bond in case something gets broken. And then if it does get broken, which it probably will because there's going to be heavy equipment fucking going across their footpath and whatever else.
Your knob.
I just fucking, look at this. There's a little crack in the footpath now from where the bulldozer or the fucking excavator went over the top of it. And now you owe us $3,000, so, which is only about, £4. So it's not too bad, I suppose.
Yeah, but the thing is, you'll owe it to Harry the Bastard.
Yeah, I know. And he won't break my fingers at all. So I'm doing that. What else am I doing?
Are you going to film at the same time so they come up with some bullshit you can say, well, actually, no, here's my video I filmed. And
oh, no, before I'm paying, I'm going there with the camera to take photos of all the gutter, everything they've mentioned, I'm taking photos of to make sure that I don't get fucking screwed over because I'm not saying that I don't trust the council. It's just that I don't fucking trust them.
The council?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair point.
Yeah. Yeah, so and that's what I've been doing. Lots of that, dealing with fucking just paperwork and boring bullshit like that. Going, like, call someone, you're going to wait for about an hour on the phone. Oh, okay, yeah, so you've got, what, one call centre in Manila, and that's going to be fun when they actually, yeah.
Horse centre?
Yeah, I know. There's lots of those out here.
Nice.
You said call, right?
No, whore. Screaming whores. If anyone knows what that lyric was from, you get £5 from Kat. Didn't say £5 what of, might be £5 of dog semen. Hey! Almost a snap. Oh, dear.
Yeah, like your hip. So how's your lovely week been?
Fucking hell.
Ancient cunt.
It's been busy and it's been fucking stressful. Kind of fucking at total death's door with deadly man cold at the moment. I felt awful yesterday. So bad, right, that I couldn't go to see Anthony Jeselnik. But someone did. Someone did, and they've got some stuff for me to read out later. And what else? I did some radio stuff. I discovered that I've got severe degeneration in, not my brain or my penis. Spine thingy, C5, C6, and C7. So, So I've got to go get MRI for that. But I was particularly pissed off about the Jeselnik thing. It got to like Wednesday and I thought, I'm starting to feel ill. No, not tomorrow. And then tomorrow came and I felt, I can't get out of bed.
That sucks. You've been waiting like 2 fucking years for him to come over.
Yep, I know.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, there you go.
He played Manchester on the day before the day after, and I was really tempted to go, but obviously didn't because I forgot. I put him on for the missus, and she was like, that's not funny at all. And I went, it's fucking hilarious what you're talking about.
What else happened?
My wife doesn't share the same sort of humour as me either.
No, right.
Oh, that's not funny. Oh. What are you watching this for? Okay, let's just turn it off.
Shut up and suck your tits.
Oh, Jesus.
I think all men have a program or series of programs they watch with a wife and then a series of programs they have to watch on their own because the wife thinks they're fucking stupid. It's not even porn or anything like that. It's just, I don't get it. Why are we watching this? Oh, fuck off. I'll just watch on my own later.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then like my wife watches shit like, was it Father Bob and what's that one with the nun in it? It's another spin-off. I don't know, Sister fucking, I don't know. It's one of those British crime drama things where, a murder happens and then the priest solves it or a murder happens and the nun solves it. Fucking hell. Or what's that one with, what's his name, Bergerac in it?
Bergerac.
Midsummer Murders.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell. She's watched all awful. Of that.
Oh, Jesus.
All of it. Multiple times. Like, I'm going to watch Midsummer Murders again. Like, fucking hell. You know he's killed all these people. Why are you watching it again?
It's one village. Would you live in that fucking village? Like 8,000 people? Very good.
No, what a bunch of murderous fucking cunts. All the fucking hell. I mean, so many. The crime rate is fucking through the roof. It's like New York there.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Johannesburg.
A population of 74. Yeah. You'd fucking move falling. Out, wouldn't you? It's like, right, there's been 8 murders in the last month. I'm off. Bye.
Fuck you guys.
I'm not leaving a forwarding address either. No fucking secret here.
I'm going somewhere fucking toxic on my side.
Dear. Shocking stuff.
The town of fucking cannibals.
I eat cannibals. Now, who knows what that song is?
No.
It's from the 80s, I think.
Yeah, it's definitely from the 80s.
Yeah, hang on a minute. I think I found it. Yeah, 1982, and it sounds like it.
I was six. How old were you, Kat?
Oh, fucking hell.
Oh, that's 70-12.
And what year in university were you at, Davian?
Fuck off. I was, 1982, I would have been 14.
56.
Fucking hell. I was six. If we'd hung around then, you'd have been a pedo, mate.
No, mate, you're not that good looking.
If pricks abuse me, it's fucking well out of order.
Oh dear.
Bloody
what was
hell.
I going to say? I forgot what I was going to say. Oh yeah, had a funny happening at Radio Jackie last weekend. I was in the traffic and travel for that's right. Yeah, I was doing the traffic and travel for one of the presenters, Maria Lupiano. She's actually been on telly recently, on one of those telly program thingies, which was a.
They allow radio people on TV over there.
Yes, they do. It's called My Mum, Your Dad. She's pretty cool, actually. But yeah, I was doing the traffic and travel for her at my weekend volunteer gig type thing. And she asked us to sit in on a couple of segments in between songs and stuff. And I made her laugh so much on one bit. Unintentionally, that she had to quickly go to the adverts. It's quite funny. We have a clip of the audio.
Beautiful stuff. Thank you, David. Any tea tips from you?
As a matter of fact, yes.
Oh.
add half a teaspoon of Manuka honey to one's tea. It's lovely. Very good for the throat.
Okay, but, I mean, Manuka honey is about £25 for a small pot. I don't know what your wage is here.
I dare not say, but I have had to resort to selling pictures of my cat's feet to fund it. Oh, dear. That was funny, that was. There you go, dear listener. There's a pig behind my radio curtains.
What?
I don't know what she was calling me David for.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is David?
I know, some cunt probably. Right, kids? Right. Now, over to our roving news reporter.
These are London's last piss flats.
Thanks. More of that later. Has anyone heard the new Cure single yet?
No, I was thinking about it.
Oh, fucking hell. It's absolutely brilliant. I might need to play a bit, actually, if you're up for it.
Go on.
All right.
Come on, give us 5 seconds of the Cure.
It's now more... a musical episode. Now, episode 499 is the musical episode. It's like when Glee did... No, Glee, they did everyone like that. Who was it? Buffy did a musical episode, and How I Met Your Mother did a musical episode. This is ours.
Okay, then.
This is the end of every song that we sing.
Oh, he's fucking brilliant, that bloke.
That's definitely The Cure.
You need to play the full song. Obviously, I can't do it here. Alone. Alone. It was just released the other day. It's absolutely fucking brilliant. As someone who's been listening to The Cure since well early days, it's right up there with their best albums, I'd say. Disintegration and Pornography, in case you were asking. Yeah.
You should play that clip of him getting inducted into the Hall of Fame with that reporter.
Hey, how are you? I'm Carrie. It's so nice to meet you. Hi. Congratulations, The Cure Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees 2019. Are you as excited as I am?
By the sounds of it, no.
Oh, no.
What a fucking gentleman. Oh, I love that man. I really love him. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll tell you what I would say. It's what? Very strange to hear. Robert Smith sounds exactly like he did, to me anyway. He sounds exactly like he did back in the 80s. And if you hear other artists who have been singing for ages, like Axl Rose or...
Oh, yeah.
You know, they don't sound anything the same. They don't sound anything the same. And I know he's very produced, if you want to say it like that. But he sounds exactly like he did in the 80s. I remember it.
Yeah, his voice, his singing voice has barely changed.
That's true.
He can't do some of the high notes, but that's, you know, to be expected. But like the basic tone and qualities, yeah, you're right. They're still the same. And it's you know, speaking voice and everything.
But the most important thing is, can he still play a comb in a cupboard?
Probably. That's a great video, that. Yeah. Some of his wacky videos, eh?
I remember watching the spider one on one of the fucking Saturday morning programs, like Going Live or whatever it was. It scared me. I thought, oh, that's really creepy. That seems really inappropriate for being on Saturday morning kids TV. Weird. Got me into them for a bit, actually.
I can't remember that.
The Spider-Man.
No, I've never heard this.
You must have, you fucking bellend.
Spider-Man.
Oh, dude.
No, because I never really listened to much of that. I think when I started listening to music, it started with probably the Cult Electric or AC/DC, and it just went heavier from there.
Now, you see, the Cult, I used to love. I've seen them live several times, when they were Southern Death Cult before that, and also Death Cult. And I really, really liked the Cult up until...
And the Massive Cult.
Yeah, big dripping wet Cult. Sorry. hang on, I have to write that down.
Been wet Cult.
I wonder if I can get Maria to say that on the radio on Sunday. Hey, can you get sacked for a job you don't get paid for? Anyhow, find out on StrangeTimeShow.com. Not sponsored by Reddit. Oh dear. I totally lost my train of thought there. It doesn't really matter.
I don't care if I live or die.
What?
Gaping black cults. I mean, the Cult.
Oh, yes, the Cult. Yeah. Yeah. And they had a couple of great albums. The last great one, in my humble opinion, being Love, because when they did the Electric album, it was a bit too fucking staging rock and get your rock cocks out or something. Get your rock old cock out, that's it. Yeah. It's exactly
what they said. Electric?
No, it wasn't. Oh, no, it was just Rock by Numbers. Whereas the one Love, you know, before it, She's a Sanctuary, a proper fucking dad rock classic now, I suppose you'd call it.
I used to work at a supermarket called Safeway, and I was into Guns N' Roses. And there was a manager into the Cult, so I lent him Appetite for Destruction, and he lent me whichever album is Shoe Cell Sanctuary, and that was the only song I can still remember. Thank you.
Here comes the rain. There's that song in it. There's a revolution. What?
Is that Billy Duffy in the Cult?
Yes, it is. It is. Oh, fuck me. It is indeed.
Yeah, he was on, who's he with? Not with New Order. He was with Johnny Marr at a New Order gig for a month, wasn't he? I saw him.
Was he?
Yeah, he came on for one song. I can't remember which one.
Fancy.
Yeah.
So I think Billy Duffy was on the Beastie Boys album. Was it No, License to Ill?
Was he?
Yeah, it was him. Yeah, it was him and Kerry King from Slayer.
That was a fucking great album.
I think Kerry King played, did No Sleep Till Brooklyn, and what's one of them? There's another one with guitar on that Billy Duffy did.
Party one.
Which one?
Fight for the Right.
Yeah, probably, yeah. That's probably the only other one with guitar on the album, so that must be it.
Mm.
Yeah, because I'm remembering the lead break at the end now, and it's definitely Billy Duffy.
All right, okay. Well, fuck me. You live and learn, don't you, eh?
That's true.
I live in Australia.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, is there any update, newsman?
These are London's last piss flaps.
Right, still there, okay. So, oh, that one will run and run and run, won't it? Actually, I don't know what else he's got to say. Should we have a listen?
I'm going to test them. Let's see what happens.
You dirty little tut-tut. Right.
Yes, they're working as expected.
Oh, fucking
they
hell.
They tried it on the lower ones. So they were designed in Victorian London to stop people pissing in the streets. So there's a place called Pissing Alley, now renamed Passing Alley, near...
Oh, buddy, that's wokeness gone mad. They should have kept it Pissing Alley. Might come back to that
later,
actually.
Oh, go woke, go broke.
Yeah. Go woke, go broke. Oh, fucking hell.
Do you know what? It's the same.
Have you got that in the UK?
Reform, deform. No.
No.
Okay. Wait, you'll get there. Yeah, sorry, Dom?
No, I was going to say it's probably the same wokeness that changed the name of a street in London from Grope Cunt Alley to something else because that's where the prostitutes lived or hung out.
Grope Cunt Alley? Really? Is that.
Alley.
That's a wind up. Hang on a minute.
Look at that. It's at the back of the Bank of England, who's the red light district.
Oh, okay. We need some suitable music for this, don't we? Right, here we go.
Yeah,
that'll do. Okay. Grope Cunt Lane was a street name found in English towns and cities during the Middle Ages. Believed to be, fucking DJ here, believed to be a reference to the prostitution centred in those areas. It was normal practice for a medieval street name to reflect the street's function or the economic activity during the... okay. Grope Cunt, the earliest known use of which is around 1230, appears to have been derived as a compound of the words grope and cunt. Oh, that's fucking author of this article is a genius, isn't he? streets with a name were often the busiest parts of medieval towns and cities. Right, okay. Well, it was a replacement by the innocuous name Grape Lane.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
There's a Grape Lane or Grape Street behind it, and that's what it was, or Grape Alley.
I don't know. Oh, look, there's an article on prostitution.
Just for a joke. Well, what am I doing? You know how you have houses, I don't know if you have it in the UK, where they have a name
houses,
at the front?
Yeah. Yeah, we've got houses over here, stupid cunt.
Yeah. Did you hear the second part of the sentence, you fuckwit?
No, I was too busy interrupting you, for fuck's sake.
Where the house will have a name on it, at the front. I'm looking at the name for my house. It's called Grape Lane.
Ooh!
Right. Oh, okay. You're not going to call it the grape cage and then have and then have the letter G in a really faded out font.
Yeah. Call it grape, pillaging, murder and grape. And then someone says she said grape twice, she said, yeah, bro, I like graping.
Oh, fucking hell. Well, yeah, kind of like that. Jesus Christ. Quick, someone say something funny before something bad happens. I wonder if it's the position. Oh, dear. Right.
I can't help but said a lot then. Is that the sort of thing you can say on radio? Is that the sort of thing Ofcom would allow you to say on the radio?
Oh, funny you should say that. Shit, where's it gone? I don't know where it's gone.
It's probably retracted into your abdomen.
Yeah, probably. I was sent something, and I can't remember where I fucking put it because I've had this edible. And it's basically... Oh, no, my friend... yeah, my friend Deanie sent it. It's the Ofcom guide to swearing on the radio. I mean, basically one shouldn't, but yeah, it's a list of all the different words and stuff. Public attitudes towards offensive language on TV and radio. More research for Ofcom. So for those living under a rock, Ofcom are the fascist bully boys that stop me from saying words like cunt and wank spanner on local radio. and from saying... You know, I've asked some of my new radio friends to listen to the podcast. Fucking hell.
And you didn't.
Oh, that was a good idea.
Yeah.
Oh, you've it.
Yeah, I know. Oh. Oh, well.
How did this accident happen? Oh, well, I put my cock into this place. Meat grinder, Your Honour.
Yeah. And she got the sack. I got written warning. Oh, thanks. Right. Anyway, public attitudes to... It's fucking 499 episodes of this shit. Public attitudes towards offensive language on TV and radio. Quick reference guide. Right, so... Oh, look. Oh, the fucking font's a bit small. You fucking bastard. Right, hang on.
Put your binoculars on, Granddad.
There you go.
Why would I bother putting binoculars on my granddad? He's dead. I choked him with my car. Oh, no. Well, kind of like that, but with a lower voice and saying the words, what the fuck? Oh, jeez. Right, okay. So, I think Cat's broken, by the way.
Of course he is.
Right, okay. The importance of context. During the research, participants were asked about their views on the acceptability of specific words and phrases. Blah, 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 blah. Too many fucking words. Quote from someone. It was often difficult to judge acceptability either for before or after the watershed without knowing the context in which the word was used. Fucking wordy cunt. Right. So, okay. So we've got mild, moderate and strong. Oh, let's go straight. Right. Okay. Mild swear words. We've got bint. I could probably say bint, as in you stupid old bint. Why did you spit it out? Bitch. I think Cat's been on the tickle juice. Bitch, bloody, bugger, chav, cow, crap, damn, douchebag, effing, effing, feck, ginger. Why the hell is ginger a swear word? Wow.
Yeah, why is chav a swear word?
Chav's fucking punky cunts. Git, minger, pissed. Oh, you say pissed off? Oh, goodness, it's mild. Sod off and uppity. Right, so moderate swear words. We've got bastard, bellend, blood clot, bumber clot. I don't know why I tried to do the accent. I do apologise to all my... Bredren. I just want to see how much I can break Cat. Right, okay, back to the moderates. Dickhead, shit, shite, son of a bitch, and twat. Now, okay. This is interesting because strong, there's only two words, fuck and motherfucker. They haven't got the word cunt.
Oh, right. So Ben's a word, but cunt isn't. All right.
So legally, that means... Oh, no, hang on. Oh, right, it's in different sections. Oh, it's in different sections. That one was just for general swear words. We're moving on now. Are you sitting at home? If not, homeless cunt, wanker. No. Oh, dear. No, we're now moving on to participants on body parts. Oh, here we go. So, like, we're changing up a gear now. Right. Mild, we've got arse, balls, ball bag, and chode. Interesting that we've got two Scottish words there. Ball bag.
Who do we know who's got a chode?
Nigel Farage, apparently. Right, so moderate body parts swear words. We've got arsehole, beaver, bollocks. Oh, here we go. One of my favourites, clunge. That's clunge. Over to Carol Vorderman. Cock, dick, fanny. Knob, minge, prick, pussy, snatch and tits. And next on CBeebies, Mr. Tumble. Right, here we go. Here we go. You've been foaming
at... Fisties clunge.
You... what? What's
Mr. Tumble, fisties clunge.
Yes, that's well, the... that's a vicious rumour. Right. Probably... So, strong...
What,
what, Mr. Tumble?
Oh, viciously... Well, it doesn't matter.
okay, so strong words. We've got... Yay! Cunt. Gash. Yay. Japs cool. Eye. Punani. So that accent just slipped in there. And mm-hmm. pussy hole. Okay. Oh, well, there you go. Yeah, it's pussy hole.
I can't say I've ever heard that before.
Right, okay. So sexual references now. Mild, we've got bang, bonk, frigging, ho, tart. Okay. So did you say jizz? Funnily enough, that's first in moderate. Jizz, milf. Shag, skank, slags. Do you know, most of these are sort of female sort of insulty things, really, aren't they? Well, or
yeah.
Or are they yeah. now?
Mm. Surprisingly.
Patriarchy. What's the word? Patriot. I can't say the word I've been drinking. Patriarchy? Patriarchy. That's the patriarchy.
Smash the so cunts. Most
insults are, yeah, most insults are against women. That's yeah. what it is.
Slag, slapper, spunk, tosser, wanker, and whore. That's whore. That's 0208 if you're outside London. Three, no. Right, strong ones. cocksucker, cum, nonce, prick teaser, rate in a sporting context. What's in the name of Dustin Hoffman do they mean by rate in a sporting context? Don't really consider rape as a sport, personally.
No, I think it's like, Man City beat Liverpool 8-0. So they got the Liverpool Paddington are completely raped.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what it would be.
Okay, let's move on to something less insulting. slut. Right. do we have any other ones? God.
Wait, whoa. Slut is at the same level as all those other ones you just said?
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
David, did you see that? I tagged you in a, I think it was the Instagram thing with, what's that frog face cunt?
Nigel Farage.
Yeah, that's him. He's on the radio and someone was saying that they really appreciated what he'd done and they'd come around to his way of thinking. They had this breakthrough moment and he goes, oh, really? Oh, that's really nice. I said, what was the big breakthrough moment? He goes, oh, I was kicked in the head by a horse.
Oh, yes, indeed. It's absolutely hilarious. In fact, here we go.
A bit sorry for Boris, Mark, or not?
That's where I've been for the last few years. I've got to say, I'm immensely grateful to you for everything you've done in British politics over the last few years. I used to be an ardent Remainer. I voted Remain. I believed in the European project.
Mm-hmm.
I believed that staying in the European Union was the best thing for us. And then something happened and something monumental happened. It completely changed my opinion on the whole situation.
What was that monumental thing, Mark?
I was kicked in the head by a horse.
Right, very good. Okay, fine.
did you hear the James O'Brien intro the other day? Funnily enough, after a bit with Nigel Farage.
No, I haven't heard that yet.
Right, yeah.
James O'Brien's the other side of the news on LBC. I'm with you tomorrow morning from 7. Meantime, stay safe.
Thank you, Nick. The time is approaching 10 o'clock and, well, there's a lot to get through today. For example, have you ever had violent race riots named after you or indeed been accused by the head of the Met of emboldening the racist thugs responsible? Has your vile and ignorant rhetoric ever helped instigate attempts to burn people alive in their beds? Have you ever cited a self-described misogynist facing rape and people trafficking charges in Romania as a trustworthy news source for events in the UK? Or described yourself as part of a similar phenomenon to him? Have you ever helped a convicted woman-beater get elected to the UK Parliament? And have any newly elected MP spent more time in America getting binned off by Donald Trump than they have in their own constituency? And what would you call someone who answers yes to all those questions?
What the wonderful.
Wonderful indeed. Fucking brilliant. I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall in the studio looking at that oily chode. Fuck yeah.
There's the name of the podcast, Oily Chode.
Oh, I thought it was going to be the toilet guy.
Oh, yeah, well, okay.
Right, so, I mean, it's edging closer to the witching hour. Oh, yeah, we've got to do the letters in a minute. French ones. Oh, yeah. In fact, remind me of...
Yes, it was letter A.
A for... Anus.
So
after I read out the letters, remind me to ask you what we're doing for the 500th show.
Meanwhile, going to 501.
Oh, yeah, possibly, maybe. Yeah, why not? Hang on a minute. Letters. Have I already played this bit? What? It's some nice, jolly music. What, do you want something a bit more sedate? Welcome to Strange Times Letters with me, Felicity Rumblecunt. Fucking hell, that's rubbish, even by my standards, which admittedly aren't very high. So yes, dear listener and other fucking monkey shaggers. oh yeah, monkey shaggers, that reminds me. Tom Baker Symphony for Monkey Shaggers. Right, so where were we? I was reading letters. Yeah, dear listener, if you go to strangetimeshow.com, you will no longer see a really posh web page. I couldn't be asked to upkeep it. What you will see is a list of all the wonderful links that you can employ to listen to this galloping audio equivalent of knob rot. But you can
give me a hand fixing my website too, David.
Yeah, I can delete it for you. It also points you towards Strange Times chats group on Facebook. Yes, we're old men. We use Facebook. If you don't like it, you can fucking kiss my chuddies. Dom, you look like you're aching for something to say, or is it a particularly good orgasm you're having?
No. It's Davian fixing things. Is that why we can't no longer be played on Spotify and Amazon Music and all that?
What?
Can't no longer?
I'm sure I've tried to put it on to listen to us when I've been like falling asleep on, so I don't lose on my podcast kicker, Podkicker. I put it on Amazon Music.
What's wrong with you? You're putting this shit on when you're going to go to sleep.
Oh, it bores me to say as I fall asleep dead instantly.
Yeah, fair enough.
Oh, let me just check.
None of the links worked last time I tried.
Are you fucking sure? Oh, what, the links from my site?
No, hang on, 1 second.
Oh, fucking, you confused me now. I was about to read out Andy Gow's letter.
Sure. Alexa, play Strange Time Show.
I'm not quite sure how to help you with that.
Alexa, play strangetimeshow.com podcast.
Playing Extra Normal Show Presents. Strange Times from Amazon Music. Here's the latest episode, Mushroom Bots and the Invisible Rats.
Alexa, stop. Alexa, play strangetimeshow.com podcast. You've killed Alexa.
Ex-hamster, did you just say?
We're not on there either.
We should be, actually. I don't know what's up with the Amazon podcasts.
Bullshit, man. Bullshit.
Yeah. Who knows?
Elon's took it off. We've threatened him.
Did we? When was that?
Well, no, we didn't threaten Elon. We threatened... hang on, I'm getting confused. Who's that one? There's another bald megalomaniac who's going to take over the world.
Cat.
Bezos.
Bezos felt threatened, so he's took us off.
Yeah, Dr. Evil.
Yeah.
I think it's... Well, you're reading Andy Gale's letter. Before we got sidetracked by podcast and actually
moving. Oh, yeah, fuck, yeah, right. Oh, Christ, my head out that last 5 minutes. If you go to strangetimeshow.com, one of the links will take you to our strangetimeshow.com chats group on a Facebook. And you can read updates from us, and you can read some of the absolute cod shit that we peddle on there. We sometimes ask you lovely, lovely listeners to spill forth your ASCII in our general direction so we can wipe it off our metaphorical chin. One such person who wrote to us was... fucking hell, that was a bit wordy for me, isn't it? Shit. Shit, fuck, cunt, tits, piss, wank. There you go. It's all about balance. Right, kids?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Andy Gow goes, here goes, ahem. He put the ahem in brackets. Last night, I was sent out into the world as a foreign correspondent for the upside-down world of the StrangeTimeShow.com media conglomerate. A roaming reporter, if you will. Yes, in the absence of the towering Adonis, that is, insert my name there. I don't know why I didn't put Dave. Either way, they sent me to the UK premiere of the completely inclusive and totally woke Anthony Jeselnik show, bones and all. I report as follows. Anthony explored many universal... This is actually a sensible post. Many universal topics like the awkwardness of confusing a large trans lady for someone who is pregnant. Ooh. He also helped the crowd ponder the age-old rhetorical question, what is the right age when it comes to donating sperm towards your friend's baby? At one point, he also once and for all put to rest a stigma about killing your sibling by poisoning her fish. A truly remarkable performance by a well-adjusted and selfless guru of wisdom. Would recommend everyone watches the film show on Netflix when it is ejaculated upon your shows for you feed. Peace out. In brackets again, a town clown kiss. That's a little X there. Well, thank you, Andy. I think that's possibly the first time someone's ever written anything sensible on any of our forums.
It's the first sensible letter in 10 years.
Yes.
Apart from the £5. 10 years. Very well written.
12 years, but yeah, who's counting?
Whatever.
I am. It's like a fucking jail sentence. Sorry, what?
Explain to the boys and girls what £5 is, because I still don't know.
A £5?
These are the Stage Times £5. You've had an horrible gun.
That was good. Why do we stop it? Oh, that's right. No one really sent them in, and we ended up just making them up, or Dom saying. Yeah.
Their donations dried up, so they had benefactor them.
Oh, God, I've got some right old sound effects here. Oh, there's one I can't use because... no, funnily enough, no, for change. Simon. and there's this old classic.
Give your meat a good old rub.
Yeah, like it.
I still think that sounds like fucking what's it called? Gary. Gatford. What? Sounds like Gatford to me though.
What? Ainsley Harriet sounds like Gatford. Yeah.
Just that one sentence sounds like Gatford to me, always has done.
We should get Gaffer to send something in for the 500th, actually, and,
You are a cunt, 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 cunt.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Do you remember, talking about old listeners, do you remember Pablo?
Pablo, yeah. He still pops up now and again on Twitter. He's not as prolific and rife as he used to be on the old socials, yeah. but nice chap.
It was one. I can't remember why stopped interacting, but yeah, didn't really pop up very much. And I think I got out doing something.
Well, you know what he's up to these days.
These are London's last piss flats.
And that's what's keeping him busy, to be honest. Do what?
It's a meaty topic to get into. I'm not surprised it's keeping him busy.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, who remembers this classic?
I fight any man that looks at my cock when I'm having a piss.
Oh, goodness. Roll out the barrel.
Cunt man.
Oh, Hunter Block. Where have you been?
Hunter Block.
Yes, indeed. We need to hear from you, my friend. It's been too long. We miss you a long time. And quite literally, if you come over here, Dom will sucky sucky for $5 or five.
David Benny Edgehogs. Said, then sounded like those clips of was it Trey Parker? Doing his Korean and Chinese or Japanese accents on South Park.
Oh God!
Behind the if you do a quick Google of that, there's clips of him in the studio just doing all the accents at once.
Trey Parker, all the accents.
Chinese, Japanese.
Don't forget to wash your knees.
Oh Jesus Christ! All right.
Hey, Mr. Nakayama, you know that China and Japan are actually a different country?
Oh, really? That's right. And if you look at a map, you see China and Japan separated by body water. Oh!
This place, City Sushi, is new. You know, some Japanese guy opened up.
Oh, I'm not sure how much of that we should play. Oh, my God. Right, so what are we up to next week then? Because I'm going to have to go for a wank.
Well, today, fair enough. That's 4 seconds of your life you won't get back. today is our equivalent to the FA Cup. So we're fuck going all. Around to our, the fuck all cup. Yeah, we're going around to our, or my sister-in-law's place to just sit around and shout at the TV.
Sure.
Who's playing in the final? Watch the stadium. Who's playing in the final?
Sydney and Brisbane.
Now, give me the full names. What are the full names, please?
Sydney Swans and Brisbane Lions.
Oh, Sydney Swans. They sound so fucking furious and angry. I'm a swan. I'll break your arm.
Oh, well, they actually used to be called the Bloods, but I think they just PG'd it up a bit.
Pussies.
Fucking hell.
So that's what's going on. And then I'm just doing house stuff for the rest of the week.
And we've actually got a sneak preview as to what Dominic's going to be up to next week. Oh, hang on a minute.
Show to bed, Swampy.
Oh goodness. Oh, do you remember when we did a cover version of that?
I've heard it.
Yes. Where's that?
I don't know where it is.
I'll find it. That's good, that. I remember it.
Jesus Christ. I'm not a fucking dancing monkey.
Once a week in iTunes, there comes a show like this. Oh, we need you once a week.
Of all them swear words that you said on Ofcom on our list, the one that you didn't mention and one that's probably my favourite is Burke, because it's so sounds innocuous, but it means cunt. So that's my favourite swear word.
Burke?
Yeah, because like, it's Cockney rhyming slang. It means Berkshire Hunt, cunt. But you hear it all the time. But you're silly Burke.
No, it doesn't. It's an informal noun. You're both wrong. Nah, you're both wrong and right. It is Cockney rhyming slang, but not for Berkshire or Berkshire Hunt. Berkeley Hunt, which in turn refers to the English vulgarity cunt. Oh, what a horrible word. Glad we never use that on this show. Usage dated to the
1950s. Vulgarity, yeah, I know.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's Berkeley Hunt.
Oh, right, okay. So what's right?
You were right and wrong. You got there before me, you bastard. Like it. Right. So, oh, goodness, we've actually gone over the... he's opened another beer.
Yes.
Good girl.
What's
the S? I think that's about it for this evening, isn't it? Has anyone else got anything they really need to get out?
What are you doing the rest of your week?
Our family stuff. Radio Traffic and Travel on Sunday. Hopefully won't use the word cunt.
Oh, nice. Give the show a plug.
or give it a plug. And Back to the Land of the Dead on Monday in the bill-paying job that I'm currently sentenced to.
Yeah. Can we come up with a word that you have to slip in? Innocuous word, nothing nasty, but innocuous word that you have to slip into your traffic and travel.
Oh, that'd be a good one. What do you think, dear listeners?
Go I think to you should, so,
yeah.
I've seen a weatherman who does it like M&M titles, and he did like a whole report with M&M titles, and it got a bit obvious in the end, but I think we could do something similar with you, Monkey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's... yeah, let me get used to a little bit more used to the flow of some of the ways that I have to transition between road names and junctions and stuff. And then when I'm like totally fluent at it and don't have to refer to my script, then we'll start to throw some words in.
If it's a bit grape lane into
Maybe the first word in every bulletin could be part of a sentence that when I. And I'll have the Radio Jackie backing music behind it. So over the course of a few weeks, I can like come out with like some rude words.
Oh, right. You can do like an acrostic sort.
Yeah. I have no idea what that means, but you're cleverer than me, so I'll agree with you.
The first letter of each sentence becomes...
When you do it, like... Oh, right. And that's acrostic.
Yeah, acrostic.
Not cross-stitch.
Oh, right. Something random. That's what your nan likes when I'm cornholing her. Yeah. Jesus. I think we should say goodnight, Dominic.
Good night, Dominic.
Strange times we live in. Strange times. Strange times. Go fuck yourselves.